hundreds, literally hundreds of severe tornadoes this spring, hurricanes, floods. The country could face as much as $10 billion from weather-related losses just in this year. And that, of course, doesn't include global losses, the Japan earthquake, the quake in New Zealand, the drought in Russia. We're joined now by Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Louise, this is a particularly bad year for insurance companies, I would assume, who are now responsible for helping families at least do the part of rebuilding homes.
That's right. You know, even people like Warren Buffett, who owns the insurance company Berkshire Hathaway, has been warning that there will be big losses. He said in April that his insurance company is likely to have its first loss this year in 9 years. You have analysts all over Wall Street predicting bigger losses. I was reading one report from Citigroup last night that was talking about the need for over $100 billion of additional capital that these insurance companies need to hold to get ready for these risks, because they're getting a lot worse and we haven't even gotten to hurricane season.
And many of these companies are international, so they're not just having to face the losses from severe weather in the United States, but they also are ending up responding to things like what happened in Japan with the earthquake and the tsunami and in other parts of the world.
That's right. I mean, they're expecting, you know, something like $55 billion of losses globally. Part of what's going on also is companies that measure the risk of this are updating their models a lot. So one company called Risk Metrics that models this all out has just done a new model of hurricanes, and they're pointing out that higher water temperatures lead to more hurricanes. And, of course, ocean temperatures have gone up. They're also finding that, on average, every year, hurricanes are moving further into the country. So they're expecting greater losses in places like Texas and in mid-Atlantic places this year than you saw maybe 10 years ago, because hurricanes are just going further and further before they die down.
And it was one hurricane, Hurricane Andrew, that helped create the cat bond market, the catastrophe bonds. And the way that those work, we've talked about them before, is that if no catastrophe happens, then investors get money back. They get a return on that. If a catastrophe does happen, then what occurs?
So I started looking at these really a lot earlier in the year because of what happened in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that surprised me was these investors buy the cat bonds, and you know they're basically hoping a catastrophe doesn't happen because then they get paid. But one thing that surprised me was it's not just one catastrophe that happens before it cancels their payment. You have to have several. And so in earlier in the year, some analysts were saying, well, even though we've had Japan, the catastrophe bond investors may not pay the insurance companies because this is only one catastrophe. You have to have multiple catastrophes. But now with these tornadoes, we're getting there. And so this may be the year that catastrophe bonds really pay out to the insurance companies, which would help those companies cover some of these losses.
But Louise, who comes up with those models? Those, you got to have X number of catastrophes to qualify.
Yeah. Well, these are the Wall Street wizards, you know. These are created by the banks, much like the mortgage securities were created by the banks.
Oh, great.
Right. So
those guys.
That's who you're trusting on these. But the idea is not for the investors in the market who bought these to cover every single loss. The idea is, again, if you have just a horrible, horrible year, for them to cover losses for the insurance company.
But, I mean, that's a pretty grim grim realization that the more catastrophes, the better the outlook for insurance companies. I'm told that the losses for cat bond investors, it will be in the hundreds of millions, although these are inherently risky investments.
They're inherently risky, and, you know, sophisticated investors buy them, and they're expecting some losses. It's hard to think that they expected what we're getting this year. But, you know, the insurance industry uses the cat bonds, but a lot of the risk they insure themselves. So you can see that insurance stocks are trading way below the rest of the market. Investors really think that it's going to hurt their profits. One of the things I'm interested to see over time is if homeowners out there start buying a lot more coverage, which, you know, over time could lead to more income for the insurance companies up front. You know, I'm actually in the process of buying a home, and my insurance broker said to me, do you want flood insurance? And I said, yes. And he said, do you want earthquake insurance? And I said, yes. So I was ready for the extra coverage.
All that extra coverage that people used to not...
To shrug off. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. But
where are you moving to? Where are you
I'm
buying?
I'm staying in New York.
It doesn't matter.
Earthquake insurance?
It doesn't matter.
Well, said, yes, I'll take it because the weather is so unpredictable. And my husband looked at me and said, when has there been an earthquake in New York? And I said, I don't care. I want whatever coverage.
Louise, I want to sell you a glacier policy, okay? Can we talk after
the
show?
I'll consider it, John.
All right.
Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times.